Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode... That was terrible. Episode 600. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, to any other episodes that you've listened to, and all of your support. Ask Pat. I can't believe we've done this 599 other times. 600 is a great milestone, and... let's keep going. So we have a great question today from Leah. But before we get to Leah's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it awesome, easy, and super convenient to keep track and manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million other small businesses, and they can help serve you too by just clearing all the headaches away, just making it really easy to manage and keep track of your finances. You know, when I first started managing my own finances back in 2008, I was doing it with Excel, and it just became a huge mess rather quickly, and I only wish I got started with FreshBooks sooner. If you want to get started with FreshBooks now, you can check it out for 30 days by going to FreshBooks.com/AskPat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Awesome. Now, here's today's question from Leah.
Hey, Pat. It's Leah Pika from LeahPika.com, where I coach digital marketers and analysts on how to present data effectively. And you graciously answered my podcast question a few months ago on episode 347 in exchange for me singing your favorite Disney song, if you remember. I loved creating that moment for you, and that video actually connected me to one of my biggest professional heroes. So thank you so much for allowing me to create that moment. And your answer and tutorials were instrumental in helping me launch my own podcast. So I'm just so grateful to you. So I hope this second question will serve your audience. I recently joined ConvertKit based on all of your recent videos and some other bloggers' posts. And I like it so far, but I'm trying to understand if it's meant to replace lead pages for landing page and lead box style functionality. And I noticed that you use a combination of both ConvertKit and lead pages for content upgrades and general email capture around the site. And I was wondering if you have a specific strategy around using them separately or in conjunction. So if you decide to answer this question, I'll follow suit with a prior listener and offer up my t-shirt to another Ask Pat fam. But since it's the holidays, I will offer you an encore performance of your favorite Christmas song, if you have one. Just anything that's not Santa Baby, if you don't mind. So thank you again so much, Pat. You are by far the best around. Namaste.
Hey, Leah, what's up? Thank you for the second question here. I appreciate you, everything that you've done and said, the support, the amazing talent that you have as a singer. It was a very touching video that you sent me. I really appreciate that. For those of you who are wondering, she had sent me a video of herself singing I See the Light, which is a song by Mandy Moore from one of my favorite Disney movies called Tangled, which is kind of a Rapunzel type story. Anyway, I'm a Disney freak. I know a lot of you are too. Maybe you're not, but that's okay. But Leah's an amazing singer, and I'm stoked that I can feature her second question here in episode 600. And then we'll talk about Christmas songs and stuff at the end. But Leah, great that you're on ConvertKit. I love that. And so many people are emailing me telling me how much they love ConvertKit. But also, this is a great question because I'm getting a lot of people asking the same question as you. Does this actually replace lead pages? Now, I am actually an advisor for both of these companies, and I can tell you straight away that they are actually not competition with one another. What happens is lead pages is a way to enhance an email service provider, be it ConvertKit or Aweber or Infusionsoft or any other one out there. Lead pages gives you access to hundreds of templates, lead pages, other lead boxes, and just makes you able to use lead digits if you upgrade to the business enterprise level. It just gives you access to more options with collecting emails. But ConvertKit is your email service provider. LeadPages itself does not collect emails. You need to hook it up to an email service provider. LeadPages does have some basic landing pages and some basic sort of lead boxes, light box pop-up forms that you could use that I've used on my site just because it's easy to set up. But LeadPages is by far the number one thing you should be using, no matter what email service provider you have, to just truly enhance the way people subscribe to your site and the opt-in forms that you have, for sure. We've featured Clay Collins a few times. The most popular episode, or one of the most popular episodes of the Smart Passive Income podcast, was one that Clay was featured on, and that's smartpassiveincome.com/session78, and that'll take you directly to that episode where we talk about lead magnets and all the things that are working and continue to work today to help you build and grow your email list fast and rapidly. Yeah, lead pages is great. If you want to check out lead pages, you can go to askpat.com/lead pages. And if you are interested in checking out ConvertKit, you can head on over to askpat.com/convertkit. Now, I will say that my forms look a little bit different than both lead pages and ConvertKit. It's sort of a more customized hybrid version of the two. And that's simply because of the position I'm in the space that I'm in. Because so many people in the space, the entrepreneurial online business, how to start a business, that kind of thing, everybody's using lead pages and a lot of people are using ConvertKit. I just wanted to create something that was more unique, that was more tailored to the experience that you have on the SPI blog and throughout the entire brand. So, you know, it's something that I do personally, and I spend a little bit of money to have done. But with lead pages, there's hundreds of different kinds of opt-in forms, and you can just customize those lead boxes really easily too. And so I wouldn't worry about what I have, because what you have is going to be really easy to set up both on ConvertKit and lead pages. So Lee, I hope that answers your question. Simple answer. Lead pages enhances your email service provider, and if you are up on ConvertKit, that's great. If you're not, still lead pages will help you out. So again, thank you so much. And those links I mentioned earlier, those are affiliate links. Again, askpat.com/convertkit and askpat.com/lead pages. And Leah, thank you for offering the Ask Pat t-shirt to a lucky listener. For all of you who are listening to this, use the hashtag AskPat600. Leave a message for me if you'd like, but for those of you who use that hashtag within a week after this episode goes live, one of you will be randomly selected to get a shirt that Leah had. She doesn't need a second one, I guess, so we're going to give her next one to one of you. So use the hashtag on Twitter, hashtag AskPat600, super easy to remember. One of you will be randomly selected a week after the episode goes live. So yeah, we'll do that. And Leah, the song that you so graciously have offered to sing, and no, it's not Santa Baby, it wouldn't have been that anyway. I would love to hear Silent Night. That for whatever reason just always puts, you know, gives me goosebumps whenever I hear it. So Silent Night, and thank you for that. Thank you for the offer. Thank you for the question. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And again, thank you to FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode. If you want to check it out for 30 days for free, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Janis Joplin. She said, "Don't compromise yourself. You are all you've got." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode as we start our next run of 600 episodes of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support. Truly. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.